Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A revisit to just an amazing thing. All right. So I said over and over again that any amount of debt is really not being compassionate. But certainly once you get to hundreds and billions and then trillions of dollars, because that literally means that if you're servicing that debt using taxpayer money, that is money that you are not using for services. So the entirety for the reason of the big government is to redistribute wealth in the form of some kind of benefits, right? And even if you want to say, I don't know, give some favors on some companies that are doing well enough that they could help the company out, the government out with some contracts, none of that's happening with debt money. It's servicing interest. And yes, $1 billion in servicing interest is enough money that it should get your attention. They are taking $1 billion from you, and it is going to no one but the banksters. This is the distinction just between the difference of, yeah, fine, have a big budget, but at least let it be in the black, okay? If you're going to suck money out of my pocket, then at least have us be in the black. And so the latest is that the interest on the national debt will be hitting $1 trillion per year soon. Because we're already at $716 billion per fiscal year. Now, a Charlie Belayo, or Belayo, two L's at the end there, has said that because the national debt is at some $31 trillion, which is an increase of $8 trillion over the last 3 years. Because of that national debt plus the interest, you can then calculate what the interest expense per year is, and it will soon pass. It's over $1 trillion in interest expense per year at the 3.5% interest rate. And so it's not, you know, $10 billion. It's not $40 billion. Imagine $40 billion being confiscated from a group of people, and then under the name of government, but it doesn't help anybody because it just goes to banksters because you are not responsible with the money to begin with. Now imagine $100 billion. Now imagine $500 billion once. Now imagine $100 billion on a regular basis. Now imagine $400 billion on a regular basis. Now imagine $500 billion every single year. $500 billion. There are 340 million people in the United States. I don't know how many undocumented, that's also known as illegal, are now here. But let's just say we're still only at about 340. $500 billion is $1,000 for every man, woman, and child. And then some. And of that $1,000, it's going back to help us in no way, shape, or form. It is literally wealth transfer to people who already have money. So that's $500 billion. I just told you $1 trillion. That's over $3,000 per man, woman, and child that is either siphoned off you directly, or we just are always chasing the debt chain. So it's really not that $3,000 are taken per average. It's that we are just in this vicious cycle where the debt just conglomerates to more and more debt. $1 trillion per year only to service the interest. And it is now, according to the same person who decided this, is Charlie Belayo, that says $31 trillion, which has gone up 35% in 3 years. And the 3.5% interest below the current yield on 6 month through 30-year treasury bonds. That's over $1 trillion in interest expense per year. And it will soon surpass Social Security as the largest line item in the federal budget. But here's the kicker, guys. The kicker is Social Security is full of IOUs. Okay? It's full of IOUs. It is already debt. Social Security, as you recall, is the idea that, well, we'll just pay it with some of our surplus. But it is not pay-as-you-go. The money itself that is brought in from month to month is put into the general budget. An IOU is thrown over there. And so we are past the point of even, I believe, the money coming in, even being enough money the Social Security Trust Fund is an IOU. It gets used immediately to pay benefits. Immediately. There's no trust fund. Okay. The trust fund has a bunch of IOUs in it. So it is debt. And that's already a trillion or close to it because he says we'll soon surpass Social Security as the largest line item in the federal budget. Well, that is being put out immediately to beneficiaries. And I believe, and I could be wrong about this, that we have passed the point where it was that, yeah, we know we're throwing an IOUs to the federal, to the Social Security Trust Fund, and we're not building it up in any way, shape, or form. But at least since we are not building up, like a pension fund would have to be built up, at least we're paying it out at the payout in a given month. To the beneficiaries is lower than the money that is being pulled in from the people contributing into it each month. But I believe that's no longer the case. I believe it is that we are having to pull from elsewhere just to pay the beneficiaries. So all of that's debt. And now we have another $1 trillion per year in straight interest debt. It's a mess, folks. All right, guys, that's it for me. Yeah, and so let me reemphasize. I'll say again, this is why if you listen for a moment to scumbags trying to turn this into you don't care about grandma and grandpa, blah, 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 then you have your head all the way up your ass and you need to it back out because nothing could be less compassionate than running a scheme where trillions of dollars do not go, or the government is used to compensate or create trillions of dollars, and the creation of trillions of dollars, unfortunately, because of how stupid they are, means decreases in value of current wealth, at the very least, to people's value, dollars, because the dollar is devalued when new money is thrown into it and the economy hasn't grown in proportion. That is incredibly lacking compassion. And it's really highly evil to say, no, we have to get a hold of our financial situation. Because if not, we are absolutely just taking money from people and then acting as though everything's okay. As we're robbing people blind, because the average people are not getting the benefit of that, of trillions of dollars now. Every year, they're not getting the benefit of it going through the system, it affecting the dollar's value, and instead it helping the banksters and the people who are floating those loans. So nothing could be less compassionate than to have a system. $1 trillion is $3,000 for every man, woman, and child. And it's just being taken from that group of people and, given to banksters or whoever, foreign investors, whoever it might be. And that's in addition to the Social Security Trust Fund IOUs, where there's no trust and there's no fund, and there's literally no money in there. All right, guys, that's it for me. Thanks for listening.